from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Next up on this morning's Forum program, we discuss where and when toddlers and babies belong in restaurants. An impassioned debate was recently sparked by a Bay Area restaurant owner's postings on Facebook. Then at 10:30, we meet award-winning playwright Amy Fried and the star of her new satiric comedy, The Monster Builder, which recently premiered at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley. Join us for Forum. It's next after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to another hour of this morning's Forum program. After eating at a restaurant where toddlers were running around and throwing food, a San Francisco woman, a restaurant owner herself, posted her frustrations on Facebook. Quote, she wrote, "This may shock you, but choosing to have children means you can't go out to eat for roughly 3 years. Please accept your fate." And while the woman has apologized for her comments, her words spoke to the frustrations of a lot of diners. In this segment, we want to take up the issue, when and where do toddlers and babies belong in restaurants? And we're assuming that many of you have some strong feelings about that. And so we invite you to join the program. In fact, before I introduce our guest who is with us in studio, I want to introduce you to ways that you can communicate some of your sentiments to us, which we certainly invite. Our toll-free number is available to you. It's 866-733-6786. If you have experiences that you want to relate as a diner, as a restaurant owner, or as someone who spends a lot of time in restaurants, or simply as a parent, we certainly welcome your involvement in the program. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. Or you can tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum, or go to our Facebook page. And I'm going to go to Amy Graff, who's here with us in studio, who writes a parenting blog for SF Gate called The Mommy Files, and who has written about this and has given a lot of really good sound advice about what to do. Essentially, a lot of your advice boils down to, take kids out, but use good judgment and be careful and concerned about where you go.
Yes, it's really all about common sense. And I'm a mom of three. I have a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And I've been raising my kids in San Francisco. So I have a lot of experience. I think a lot of it depends on, the age of your kids. I think babies, often within those first 6 weeks, there's this beautiful window where they're really groggy and sleepy. And when you feel comfortable taking them out, you actually can bring them to a restaurant. I have a wonderful memory with my third child, taking her out to Delfina Pizzeria when she was about 6 weeks old. And she just fell asleep in the crook of my husband's arm, and we enjoyed this wonderful meal. But 2 weeks later, when she hit about 8 weeks, she woke up to the world and was fussy, and we really couldn't take her anywhere.
Well, a lot of parents feel that they can't necessarily take their kids anywhere because they're, especially if they're in a colicky stage or something like that, and shouldn't, but they do anyway. They go on airplanes, they do all kinds of things that drive a lot of people nervous and in some instances to the point of really being angry and maybe even beyond that point. So the whole idea of kids screaming should have a lot to do with being able to judge your kids, but also kid-friendly places, and you take up this whole microscope of what kid-friendly places are and how, sometimes when they get a little older, they can have their own menu and that sort of thing. But it does have a lot to do with that, with going to the right place.
You have to go to the right place. The toughest time to take a kid out is when they're toddlers because they want to run around. Toddlers cannot sit still. And you're right. You have to pick the right place. I look for counter service. Do they have high chairs? And we're talking borderline fast food type restaurants, pizzerias, taquerias, burgers. I love Papalote and The Mission. But even that, it's a cozy little place. And if you
– you're giving some good plugs to restaurants.
If you go to Papalote at 7:30 at night and bring your toddler – it's not going to go well. You need to go at 5:30 or even 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you recommend 5:30.
Yes, you need to go early, ask to sit off to the side or try and, you know, sit to the side or try and sit outside. I love Park Chalet because they have this big outdoor grassy area and you can sit in these, you know, Adirondack type chairs and your kids can run around.
As long as you're mentioning places that you like, I would also invite listeners to mention places that they like that you've had success with kids or maybe you might even want to mention a place where you went where you thought, boy, it was wrong for somebody to bring a kid here or to bring a toddler, let alone a kid who's running around and throwing food. So aim for 5:30. Some other good advice from your column. If the kid starts squalling, get out the door.
Yes.
And also limit your gear.
Yes. Do not. In a tiny little restaurant, don't bring a huge, bulky stroller into the restaurant. It's just rude. And definitely, you have to step outside as soon as they start screaming, running around, throwing food, and because you need to teach them that that's not acceptable. I mean, on Sunday morning, I was at Cafe Ritual with my two-year-old, and she started running around, and I had to pull her off to the side, and no running. And finally, she looked at me, and she said, "No running, Mama, no running." I'm like, yes. These are really important lessons. Clean up your mess and leave a generous tip.
And let me ask you about something else. This may be a little outside of your bailiwick, but we had an author on named Pamela Druckerman a while back. In fact, you can find it in our archives. And she was living in France, and she said, you know, French kids are much better mannered. They're not they know how to behave better, but they don't terrorize. They don't throw their food around. It was almost like a Francophile's dream, which he was saying about how well-mannered these kids were. But, you know, you have to and I'll ask listeners this question. They want to comment on this as well. Get your thoughts about it, Amy, about how culturally, you know, we let our kids run around maybe a lot more free and don't give them those lessons like you were talking about.
I think we're often afraid to discipline our kids at this day and age in America. I don't want to make any sweeping generalizations because I think, you know, there's so many amazing parents out there and we're all just doing the best that we can.
I would agree with that. I think there are some parents who, you know, take their kids along into movie theaters and into restaurants and so forth and just do it because maybe they don't want a babysitter or maybe they want their kid with them. But, you know, they don't necessarily monitoring or in concern about the kinds of things that we're talking about here.
Yes.
Well, let me find out what our listeners have to say. And by the way, again, you can join us at 866-733-6786. And if you have something you want to join us with here, now would be the time to call. This is a half-hour segment. We do want to hear from you. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or go right to our website, kqed.org/forum. I'd like to maybe hear some experiences if you want to give a little narrative. And let's go first to Peter in King City. Peter, you're on.
Yes, I lived in San Francisco for over 30 years and ran some extremely high-end white tablecloth restaurants. The real problem is not the kids. The real problem is the parents.
Amy Graf, agree? From what you have
observed? Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's up the children's behavior is really up to the parents. And if the kids aren't behaving, they need to leave the restaurant. And if they know their kids can't behave, they probably shouldn't go to the restaurant in the first place. I do think that parents at a certain age, especially like around 4 or 5, it can be important to start getting your kids out in restaurants if, you know, you can afford it, because it's just good to start teaching those manners and to teach them how to behave.
Did you have a story, Peter, of something you observed that particularly stands out here? Yeah.
It's a whole series of things. It's really lack of consideration for the parents of the other diners and the staff of the restaurant. I mean, usually what happens is the parents will sit, they'll discuss. Their kids, meanwhile, get bored very quickly. They'll start playing with everything on the table. They'll crush soda crackers into a fine pulp, scatter it around the floor, throw napkins down, do whatever. Now, at that point, there should be some acknowledgement that there should be perhaps a general estimate of what would be socially acceptable for a child to do within a public place. But it's almost as if people forget that or ignore it and let the child continue to do things that are obviously annoying to the people around them. And that's the only thing I would say is for God's sake, use some common consideration for the other people.
Well, that's good advice and wisely taken, I hope. In fact, we didn't put the question out like, should kids or toddlers be allowed in restaurants? But it's interesting that we're getting some responses. In fact, here's a tweet from a listener who says, if they're well behaved, of course, babies and toddlers should be allowed in restaurants. Let me read a few more of your comments. Daniel emails us and says, I've been working in restaurants for more than 25 years. I used to have some reservations about people bringing their loud children in our restaurant, but now I have a five-year-old and I've totally changed my view in this subject. Now I love serving families with children. I think it's perfectly fine. Another listener writes, children should be allowed. It's up to the parents to take them outside if they get unsettled. I have very strict expectations for my son in restaurants. Even when he was a toddler, if he acts up, we leave. But I have been harassed by fellow diners who clearly didn't have children, didn't understand the time it takes to calm a child down as you are trying to get them outside. We'll bring in more of your calls. We'll go to Abdul in Palo Alto. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My parents taught me something very important as a child. They told me, do not stuff your children in other people's throats. So I tell parents, and I'm a parent myself, I have two toddlers, get off of your cell phones. Get off of your smartphones. Do some parenting. Do some discipline. Be selective. Don't go to a movie theater. Go to an appropriate restaurant. Just be smart. Don't be lazy. Enough. Enough of this.
All right, Abdul, thank you. And thank you for saying that with such passion. Amy Graff is with us. She writes a parenting blog for SF Gate called The Mommy Files. And we're talking about, well, to what extent parents should actually bring babies and toddlers into restaurants. And let's go to more of your calls. Let's go to Dave in San Francisco. Dave, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi.
We're in our 70s. We raised our kids in the 70s. And we always took our kids to restaurants. We taught them how to sit at table at home. That was our responsibility as parents. And when we went to restaurants, they knew how to behave because they had so been taught at home.
Taught them good manners from an early stage, in other words, Dave.
Huh? Absolutely. That's your responsibility as a parent, to be able to teach your kids how to go out in the world and know how to behave in the world. That's your job as a parent.
And now that they're adults, are they still well-behaved?
Of course.
All right. just had to put that coda question on there. Dave, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. And we'll go to Oakland next and welcome Claire. Claire, you're on.
Hi. So I think this whole thing really speaks to the insularity of the American family. We're these very separate units, you know, and the rest of our communities are segregated from the very old and the very young. People don't know how to deal with children. And I think that makes it very hard for parents when we go out into the world. People are afraid to talk to our children. People are afraid to interact. And some of the times I've felt most supported taking my kids out into the world is when, you know, if one of them is having a hard time or something like that, somebody else steps in and says, hey, can I hold something for you? And I think kids really respond to that in their environment. If they know that they're not being seen by the people around them, they sort of act out more. And I feel like that's a big part of what we experience.
You remember the old axiom, children should be seen and not heard? I suppose that certainly would apply to restaurants. Thank you for the call. Let me get another caller on here, and that's Neil. You're on. Morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Neil. Go ahead.
It's Dale, actually. I first heard this show coming on, I was stunned that it was even a topic. It just, to me, it was a testament to how bourgeois San Francisco has become. It's, you know, they're kids and they go out, and the fact that people actually can be bothered by a natural part of our demographic as a human race is kind of strange. And I think maybe listening to these other callers, I realize it probably says more about the parents or this generation of parents that, you know, their kids. I'm a parent, father myself, and I see a lot of kids, they seem like they're raised by their nannies and stuff, and there's just not a lot of parenting going on.
I think that seems to be a consensus here. You want to comment, Amy Graff?
Well, something also that I want to be sure to bring up is the issue around iPads and that there's not a lot of parenting going on, because something that I feel strongly about is when you're out to dinner, you can't just keep the kids entertained with the iPad, because I think that we're really using this as a crutch, and as a result, our kids are missing out on learning really important skills, like how to make dinner conversation.
Or how to look somebody in the eye when they talk to you, or you talk to them, including a parent or whomever else?
Yes.
Let me thanks, Neil, for that call, and I want to get some more of your calls on here. We're going to go to Mountain View next. Angela, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
I just wanted to share the fact that my husband is a chef, and when we met, I was bussing in his restaurant, and we've raised our children to understand how hard it is to be a server and how much abuse a lot of servers take, especially from, you know, parents who aren't respectful with their kids in restaurants. And we've taught them how to order from a server politely, look her and him or her in the eye, and thank them for when the food is set on the table. And I think it's helped them to understand their place in the restaurant. And it's been a little bit easier for us in that respect. I'd also like to share the fact that I disagree that devices in a restaurant have no place. I think that it's nice to have the conversation with the children up to a point. When you get to the end of the meal, the little ones usually finish first, and it's nice for the rest of us to have a little bit of conversation. So I don't have a problem with handing my child my cell phone for a few minutes so we can finish up.
Okay. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate hearing from you, and we're just going to go along and hear from some more of you. Camille, morning.
Morning. Hi. I just wanted to say I'm an SF native, born and raised here, and I wanted to say that, you know, there are a lot of kid-friendly restaurants, and I agree with a lot of the listeners that, you know, it's with the parents. You have to, you know, basically teach your kids from the beginning, you know, to how to act. But I wanted to say something about Zazi, because I used to go there before I had children. I have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Excuse me. We should mention that's the restaurant that's owned by the woman who started this whole thing.
Yeah. And I mean,
but she was in a sushi restaurant. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was the restaurant I read next door. But I just wanted to say about, you know, because there was, I think I read that people were going to boycott, like some of the parents were annoyed with how she reacted to the other restaurant. But I wanted to say that actually one of my youngest toddler, he probably was 2, he like basically threw a glass. We were outside eating at Zazi, one of our favorite restaurants, and they were so nice about, there was other people eating around, and they were like, their faces looked shocked, and he was a toddler, but they were really great. And I bring my kids there. So I feel like, you know, I just wanted to put that out about Zazi. And there's so many other great restaurants, you know. You don't have to be, you know, there is a limit, but I think that there are a lot of very friendly San Francisco kid-friendly restaurants, and that's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you for saying it. And Amy, just going back to Zazi's for a moment, and the owner who inadvertently, in fact, we ought to emphasize that, inadvertently caused this whole fuss to erupt. She did not intend it to be out there on Facebook like it was.
She did not, and she has apologized profusely. And I feel like many people in the community have come around her and supported her. And her restaurant is a family friendly restaurant that welcomes families. There are many people in Coal Valley who have great memories of bringing their kids there for brunch, and I think that it will continue to be.
Well, you mentioned a number of other restaurants. Obviously, you've been around the horn through the city here. Places that particularly are really family friendly. You mentioned, like, you know, you think about the fast food places and the pizza places, but I'm talking about maybe even middle brow or higher brow restaurants, so to speak.
Yes, we often go to Pane Vino on Union Street with the grandparents, and you know that's it's a white tablecloth restaurant. When we go, we're the first reservation, and
5:30 is usually
exactly. The man at the door knows who we are. He knows the names of my children, and he welcomes them. And we usually go for birthdays in my family, and they sing. And I think the fact that he is so friendly and welcoming, that it puts us all at ease and we're able to enjoy ourselves. And, you know, this is a place that I've brought my toddler. It's also a place where I've pulled my toddler out of the restaurant and we've had to go and sit on the bench outside.
Great plug for Pane Vino. They're going to be overrun by children now. But let me go to some more callers here, and we'll go to Palo Alto. Scott, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Viktor Frankl said something like, the United States has a Statue of Liberty, and what we also need is a Statue of Responsibility. And it goes not just for parenting, I think, but just like all aspects of the way we live. But at the end of the day, I wanted to say that just because someone's got money doesn't mean they really know how to parent, or if they've got a great education. It just really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't translate across the board. So if you're going to be a responsible adult, I think it's okay to intervene, not in a confrontational way, but just to ask what's actually going on here. Let's try to figure it out. And usually through inquiring into the behavior of the of somebody else's child, they may get defensive, but they may actually learn something. And just because we're adults does not mean we are immune from education, and we are responsible for each other as humans, and we're responsible to educate each other, not by shoulds or should nots, but through inquiry. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Scott, except, you know, when you start telling people how to parent, they get very sensitive and raw. You can find yourself in a brawl.
It takes a conscious individual to do that. Not everyone can do that. And I think we think that we can, but we're not really capable of confronting in a peaceful way another adult. So, but it's a slow process coming to consciousness. And if you're someone who's saying, well, they should or they should not do that, you're just not that educator yet.
You could do it more diplomatically, for sure, but advisedly, I would say. And little did I know when I began this conversation that someone would call on quoting Viktor Frankl. I'm always surprised by callers, and I thank you for the call. And I want to also read some emails here. Merrill writes, I've recently had the experience, in fact, casual pizza place in Oakland, of watching parents allow their toddlers to ride a tricycle or a scooter in the restaurant. I have kids, and we always take them to restaurants. I don't mind reasonable, considerate parents with feisty kids, but riding a trike in a restaurant goes beyond the acceptable, even in a family-friendly place. And here's Rebecca, who writes, I've raised my kids in San Francisco. They're now 11 and 12. We wanted to enjoy restaurants, so as early as age 2, we used the term restaurant manners, and we taught our children what was acceptable and what was not. I just used this term last week when my son pulled out his cell phone. I quickly made him put it away and reminded him once again about proper restaurant manners, and he knew immediately what that meant. And here's Carl, who says, we've been taking our child to restaurants from the beginning. It all boils down to how the child behaves. Well-behaved children should be allowed anywhere. And 5 years old, my child was invited to make her own pizza at Chez Panisse. What a joy it was for all of us to watch her in the kitchen working with the chef. Megan sends this to us from her iPhone. My San Franciscans seem to loathe having kids around, but people seem to think they can take their dogs anywhere. I'm a parent, and I expect my kids to use good manners in restaurants and shops, but I often feel glares on my family, even in casual places that should be family-friendly. Well, KQED is conducting a Twitter poll on kids in restaurants. You can check out KQED Twitter feed to cast your vote, and we do, in fact, invite you to do that. And Amy Graff, any final words of wisdom from you? And Amy Graff again writes the parenting blog for SFGate called The Mommy Files.
Well, I recently had a conversation with the manager of Chow, which is a popular spot with families, and I asked him, what's your biggest pet peeve? And he said, absolutely no running. He often spots kids running around the restaurant. They might ask mom or dad, can I go to the bathroom? And they go on their own and they just speed off running through the restaurant.
What if they have to run to the bathroom, though?
It's just, his point was, it's dangerous.
Yeah, agreed. And the liability is of concern, too. Amy, thank you so much for joining us in this segment of Forum. We've got another Amy coming in. Amy Fried is going to join us in the next segment, award-winning playwright. Monster Builder is now actually at the Aurora Theater, and she's going to be with Danny Shea, who is actually starring in The Monster Builder, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to Forum on KQED Public Radio. I'm Michael Krasny.